It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome back into the Lake Show. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake this evening. And every time I fill in, I ask Jace Frederick. Sometimes he's busy with his life and covering basketball, but not tonight. Jace Frederick covers the Minnesota Timberwolves and many other things for the Pioneer Press. What is going on, Jace? How are you?
I'm excellent, especially now talking to you because it has been too long.
It has been too long. So what do you want to talk about? Sometimes we talk about your golf game. Sometimes we talk about football. Do you have Aaron Rodgers' opinions?
Probably the same as yours. The same as yours. I'm with you. We're aligned.
Right. Just don't. There you go. That's the whole opinion. So these Timberwolves, Jace, if they just don't get destroyed by Obi Toppin randomly at the end of last night's game, we're talking about how for real they are and how dangerous they could be. And if they could just get out of play-in land, that they might be nasty in the postseason. Is that a fair description?
Yeah, I would agree. And don't get me wrong. I really don't think the play-in is like a death sentence because I don't know how much difference there is between like 6 and 7 this year. But it does put you in the danger zone of, you know, if you don't really want to play the Clippers in the 7-8 game, and then lose that game because the Clippers are a quality team, and now you end up playing Oklahoma City in the 1-8 spot. You know, and even if Minnesota can punch with Oklahoma City, it's not exactly how you want to start your postseason. I mean, it would be positioning yourself to be one and done. But, yeah, I mean, they've done a great job winning a lot of games, beating a lot of teams they should as they try to crawl out of that 7th spot, and last night was about the opposite of that.
I have a weird Anthony Edwards take that I want to run by you and see if you like it. So last night, he goes 1-for-11 shooting threes, and I think this year has been filled with ups and downs for Anthony Edwards, right? The Olympic experience was awesome for him. They come out of the gate. It's a little bit wonky. He's swearing all the time in press conferences, and he's getting fined for it and the technical foul and everything. And then now he misses every potential game-winning shot. I think that this experience for him is a good thing. Because, and this maybe makes me sound like I've been here too long in Minnesota where people have to talk themselves into stuff constantly, but I mean this, because it's not easy, and it's not supposed to be easy, or it wouldn't be so awesome to win an NBA championship, and all the greatest players of all time at this age, it wasn't easy. I mean, look what Tatum went through with people calling him a choker, and now I guess he's not, I don't know, friendly enough or something to be the face of the league, and Michael Jordan did not win right away. And there's just been a lot of players throughout. LeBron James did not win right away, who have gone through that really tough season and come back on the other side stronger for it. And I think that might be Anthony Edwards, or at least it needs to be Anthony Edwards for him to be the player that everyone says he is and will be. Is that, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree in general. I do think Ant has a lot of warts in his game still, and a lot of it doesn't stem from what he can do. It's what he chooses to do out there, and it's the decisions he makes and the shots he decides to take and those types of things. And oh, we're up by six and the crowd's excited. I'm going to take a 30-footer because it will be electric if it goes in, you know? And no skin off my back if it doesn't. You know, and there's a lot of that still happening, and I think that was a big reason why they lost last night, was on a time where you could just get to the rim and either get fouled or score every possession, given this, who the Pacers had on the court, just a bunch of bad shots that he just tends to take a lot of. And I can tell you right after the game, he does not think anything he does is a bad shot.
Yeah.
But the fact that they lose, and the fact that he gets some blame for it, and the fact that he gets called out for it, like, we basically had Mike Conley after the game in, like, the most Mike Conley way of, like, Ant does so much for us, we've got to take some pressure off of him, in, like, a very coded way of saying, I don't know if we should have the guy with the ball in his hands at the end of games here so often. I think we should probably give it to other people because of these things. And I think it's very good for Ant. If these hero shots all went in, I just think it would ingrain in his mind of, like, what I'm doing is absolutely correct. This is great. This is how I can operate my whole career. Where when it goes poorly, it the next day, the next 2 days, this is kind of how Ant operates, how he learns, is they go into a film session, they grill him, they say, this was wrong, here's why we lost, and that's when it sets in for him. So, yeah, I agree. I think he does learn more through failure, far more than he does through winning. So I agree with you that I think when these things, when the end-of-game stuff that I don't think the process is ever very good for him, when the result isn't either, that's his best chance, I think, to learn and grow.
It's always so hard with guys this good, because I remember feeling this way with Kobe Bryant through his whole career. It would be just the worst shot. He's totally guarded. He's 19 feet away. It's a fadeaway. How is this? And it went in. Because it's Kobe Bryant, and he should be doing stuff like that. I agree, though, the end-of-game stuff, it has to be smarter. You don't need to pull up for a three when you could go to the hoop and you're Anthony Edwards and literally no one on earth can stop you. And that decision-making has to come along. It's also hard for us because we've known him for so long to even contextualize the age of the person and where other great players were at 23 years old. They were still working their way through these things, but we've seen him play and we've seen him get to a Western Conference final. And we get to the point of, like, well, now there's expectations. Just go win the championship. What are you doing? Why would you still have to grow? You're Michael Jordan, right? But even Jordan wasn't great. I mean, okay, he was always great, but, like, he wasn't championship great until he was, what, maybe 26, 27. So I think with Edwards, this is a huge opportunity to see what it's like for things to go horribly in the middle of a season and pull yourself out of it, to see yourself fail at end of game stuff, to learn from it, and to take this into the playoffs with new knowledge that you have built up through this year and work with it. And I think that's going to be the true test of Anthony Edwards, because, Jace, this whole time, what I haven't been able to figure out is he really that Kobe Bryant type of level of player, or is he just one notch down? And that's like Tracy McGrady. That's like all-time right. Hall of Famer great. But there is a difference between Reggie Miller and Michael Jordan. Which one do you have here? And I don't think we know yet.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. There's a lot to that. There are many nights where you're like, wow, this is one of the best five players in the NBA. And then there are other nights where we go, and too many, like not just like 2 out of 82, like 10 out of 82, where you go, I don't know, this is a top 15 player in the NBA, you know, like the inconsistency is there. And that can largely come from age and, like, hey, you didn't bring it on this night or whatever. But it can also be like the decision-making just wasn't there on this night. And this team just really flummoxed him, or this defender really got into him and just took him off his game, whatever. Those are all very real things. And the thing with Ant that's interesting is, we talk about, okay, this went wrong. Can you learn from it? Can you grow from it? And just covering him for a few years now, it's like, yes, for a little bit. That really does seem to be kind of the trajectory. You know, when they crushed Denver last week, you know, people were talking about the passes to the corner he was making. And, wow, look at this progression. And after the game, he's like, oh, yeah, I've been watching a Luka film. And I was just watching the game, and I was like, this feels a lot like the playoffs last year. And I looked back, and I wrote a pretty big story in the middle of that series about the progression he'd made making reads and the passes to the corner he was making. And it was like, okay, so these are the same passes. And it often just seems like it's against Denver, and it's kind of because he can pick and choose whatever he wants to do against Denver. And also in the same way of, like, he will learn something. He'll do it for, like, five games. He'll be like, problem solved. This is fixed. This, like, he has answered this question. And then he does revert back, because there is always kind of those natural instincts, and some of them are great and some of them aren't, that he does tend to revert to. So I don't know exactly if, like, a metamorphosis has taken place at any point here, or if it's like, oh, we plugged that hole, now we go try to plug another hole, and oh, this one's leaking again. And again, this is all, like, nitpicking. Like, he's a great player. But it's just these things that would need to happen for him to truly ascend into that top five range in the NBA. I'm not sure how many of those have actually, like, been corrected or been leveled up to a point where you can go, yep, every night he will have this answer.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I think with the team that they have, if Anthony Edwards does play more consistently in the way you're describing, which is, I think, the most important words for him is the ball will come back to me. And right. I've heard him say it, and I've heard a lot of basketball people say it. And you just have to believe that people will pass the ball to Anthony Edwards. Like, you know, Mike Connolly, he'll find you. Jaden McDaniels, he'll find you. And that's going to be better for your offense. And I think you just see the frustration at times where it's like, oh, okay, and he stopped doing that for a while, and he's playing hero basketball. And whether you shake that off or not is going to be the difference. How is this team's chemistry? Because early in the year, maybe that would be described as there wasn't a whole lot. And I still feel like I'm not entirely sure where DiVincenzo fits into it. At times I feel like I do, and then other times I feel like he's a bit of on the outside looking in with this team. But you're around them all the time. Like, how have the pieces come together recently with this winning streak until obviously last night?
Yeah, I do think that in general, like, these guys like each other. I mean, like, if you compared the Wolves to a lot of other NBA teams, like, they just generally look to be more excited on the bench, more happier for one another than you would see in a lot of teams. Dante, like, I don't necessarily know, like, Jaden McDaniels and Naz Reid are just, like, best friends. And Anthony Edwards is just beams for everybody. And Dante just doesn't have that kind of persona, I don't think, in any way. But you will also see when Dante passes to somebody and they hit a three, Dante does his own, like, three-point celebration that he does, and he'll do it because his teammate hit one. And guys feel the same way about him, and, like, guys will just rave about Dante and the player he is and the way that they've he's helps them win. And he definitely earns like the respect and the trust of everybody, not just through the 3-point shots, but from all the hustle plays that he makes all around the court. So I do feel like guys have really kind of, you know, I think they knew Dante was a great player coming in, but just appreciating all the little things he's done. Exactly where Dante is at with everybody else. I mean, I think he's definitely grown to like it a lot more here. I don't know how pleased he was at the beginning of the year, but I really think that came down to a lot of the team's play. You know, like Ant and Julius were not meshing at all. Like, and they were just two guys who were both doing things that were kind of hurting the offense. And I think Dante was growing frustrated, but I think Dante has recognized the improvements that have been made on that end, especially from Julius and often from Ant, sometimes not, sometimes yes, of moving the ball. And he's been like, okay, I could see how this could work. But you do see a little bit of frustration sometimes when there are regressions from individuals. But in general, I think he sees a better vision. And he always says the right thing of like, this is a process. We made this trade. We're growing. We're learning. We're playing better basketball. We're figuring these things out, you know. But I think you can kind of see in his emotions. Like, there was a play earlier in the year where in the final minute, Ant took some tough shot, and Dante just, like, threw his arms up. It was like, what are we doing here? But I think he's seen, like, the progress, and I think he sees the potential of what it could be.
And I think this was hard for him because he had such a great situation with the Knicks. I think he really liked it there, and those teammates were close, and the Nova connection and all that sort of stuff. And then he gets taken out of that and brought here. I just, some of the injuries and missing time, it hasn't felt to me like they have this clear cut. Here he comes. This is what it's going to be like every single time. Like, a lot of the teams figure this out in the playoffs because you're always dealing with guys in and out. But the teams that have it, where someone comes off the bench, and I know Manu Ginobili is the most obvious example, but it's also right that he would come off the bench. He knows exactly what his job is, where he's supposed to be, how he's supposed to play, how many points he's supposed to put up. And I think that they're working through that, which is leading into my last question for you, Jace Frederick, which is, where should we set the bar as we go down the stretch for the Minnesota Timberwolves and into the playoffs? Because I think when you trade away somebody as good as Karl-Anthony Towns, that it still has to be the roof. It has to be make the NBA Finals. And maybe that's tough, but that when you make a trade like that, and your whole idea, and I know money is part of it, but, well, you know, we're going to be deeper now, and we got to keep players because we got rid of Cat and Randall, and it might bring a little more grit to them or something. It's got to work. If you're going to trade somebody as good as Cat, it's got to work.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say that the finals could be their goal. I think no matter what, with the moves Oklahoma City made in the offseason, if the Wolves just brought back their same team, Oklahoma City was going to be the clear favorite to win the West, even with Karl-Anthony Towns here. I don't think that would have changed. So, you know, if they got to the Western Conference Finals and lost like a competitive series with Oklahoma City, I think everybody could go, yeah, that's probably about where it's at, you know, and you can keep kind of chipping away at the rock. But that wouldn't feel like a regression or anything, or even just plateauing, I think, because this Oklahoma City roster looks like maybe the best in the NBA. And the Wolves have played them tough, and who knows how that series would go. But I do think if they come up short of that, if they lose to a Memphis, a Houston, you know, anybody, Golden State, whatever, Denver, certainly, like, they would be like, okay, they moved back. Why did that happen? But they have the talent to beat all these teams, I think, at their best. And just the problem for them is they just don't play at their best as frequently as they should. Maybe they've corrected that a little bit, but I still think, hey, if a team gets into them defensively, their offense isn't that great because it can turn into a little bit of stall ball, and they've just played a lot of bad defenses recently. But I still see that peak being like a team that can go to the West Finals and then play with the Thunder and see what happens from there. And if they don't do it, I think it will be because like some of their warts really showed themselves in the first couple series. If this team gets bounced round one, which could very well happen, I think a lot of these series in the West are going to be very competitive and close. If they get bounced round one, I think you could absolutely say, well, this was a disaster. And no matter how many games they end up winning, no matter what seed they are, I truly do think that because there's way too much talent on this team to be a round one loss team in my mind.
Yeah, maybe NBA Finals is aggressive just because there are a lot of good teams. But if you don't get to where you were last year, and that's the new standard that they've set. When you have Anthony Edwards, the bar is there. I know once upon a time, even making the playoffs would have been an enormous accomplishment for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So it does speak to how much better they've gotten. But I also think, hey, when you're sending out somebody like that and his team is competitive and they're a finals contender if they get Brunson back, you know, It needs to be that way here. So it should be very exciting to follow. I mean, you crushed the playoffs writing-wise last year. Jason did a great job covering it, so I hope that for you as well. And you and I will get together for some golf soon. Get that hybrid ready, my friend.
Hybrid three wood. I've got two clubs in the bag. We're good to go. I'm ready to rock.
Jace Frederick, Pioneer Press. Thank you, sir. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Mac. Good time with you.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.